Yeah, I was always an obese child. I was up until I was 30, and I've always been afraid of heights. So one day in the fifth grade, for some reason, we all had to go to like some kind of outdoor wilderness thing, some kind of course, obstacle course thing. And of course, there's a wall, and it's, 8 feet, 9 feet high. I have no idea. So they forced me to climb this thing. And, I eventually do. And I'm at the top of this thing for it felt like half an hour. Like I was just sitting there. There are, there's a line before us. There's a line before me, after me. And they send a teacher to come over, like, jump down, I'll catch you. I refuse. I'm hanging on to the top of this wall. Finally, the principal comes over. This old guy, Mr. Schwartz, he says, jump down. I finally do. I broke both of his legs. He goes into shock. I go into shock. Eventually, somebody, I can't remember how long, rolls me off of this broken man. I was just lying there. I don't remember anyone laughing because, I mean, looking back, it's because they thought I might have killed this guy. But, and like I remember, he was in a wheelchair for I don't remember how long. And I just remember, like, looking back, I haven't thought about this in years until tonight when they mentioned, this embarrassing thing is that, I remember standing up if you've ever been in shock, you can't really think about much. Like, maybe you can think of one thing. And I remember thinking, like, okay, Mr. Schwartz, can I move you? But then I remember I had heard in some movie, like, if someone's hit by a car, you shouldn't move them. So I just stopped and, like, looked at him because I couldn't look at the people staring at me because I was embarrassed. But now, looking back on it, thinking about it tonight, like, that's very much like I, broke this man and then I just stared down at him. Like it was, it's like I'm the principal now. Like it, so yeah, I haven't thought about that.